Lesson 6.4, page 48, exercise 1, parts A and B.
We've all seen flying cars on TV and in movies. A lot of sci-fi movies show people driving around in the sky. But are flying cars going to be a reality someday? I hope so. We're here today with Teresa Beck, who is working on designing a real flying car. Hi, Teresa. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Steve. I'm happy to be here.
So, Teresa, do you think flying cars will solve our traffic problems?
Well, in my opinion, no. I don't think everyone will stop driving regular cars and start flying around. If they do that, we'll have horrible traffic in the sky.
That's a good point. And we might even have more air pollution.
Possibly. My goal is to develop flying cars for emergencies. For example, I'm working on a flying ambulance right now.
Oh, I see. Can you tell us why?
Sure, I'd love to. Today, it can take ambulances a long time to reach people who are injured in traffic accidents. The ambulances get stuck in the traffic jams that are caused by the accidents. Flying ambulances won't have that problem. They'll be able to fly straight to the accident and take care of people who are hurt.
That's a great point. Will we have flying ambulances soon?
Well, I wouldn't say soon. We still have a lot of work to do, so I think we'll have to wait several years for the first flying ambulance.
Okay. Do you think all ambulances will fly in the future?
No, I don't think so. We will still need regular ambulances, too.
Well, I'm still hoping to ride in a flying car someday, but I hope it's not an ambulance.